Okay, the end of the parak, we learn more about Imri. And Imri had a whole chain of Mount Malachim that came from him, three kings. So even though Imri was a Rasha, he had a zchus that he was a Melech, and he had two other Malachim after him. Three Malachim came from him. So the Gemara here in Sanhedrin of Kuvbeis, the Gemara asks, why was he Zoich? Omar Abi Yechanan, Neima Zocho Imri Lamalchus. What did Imri do to be Zoicha, to be a king? So the Gemara says, Neshehoisif Krach Echod Beretz Yisrael. This is the Har Shoimoin, which he built up. So he added a Krach be Yerushalayim. So because he added a city in Yerushalayim, he was Zoicha, not Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, he was Zoicha to Malchus. Not only was Zoicha to Malchus, he was Zoicha to three generations of Malchus. That's number one. Unbelievable schus. Seems a little difficult to understand because he built the city. Even though he was Mamish and Oivir Avodah Zarah, he should be Zoicha to have Malchus, not just Malchus. Three generations of Malchus. It's schwer. But we'll make this a little more schwer. Pasuk says, Achav ben Omri molach al Eretz Yisrael. Comes the Tana of Elio on this Pasuk. And the Tana of Elio says as follows. Lo'yhoye Osher ka'achav ben Imri. There was nobody as rich as Achav ben Imri. How rich was he? So Chazal say, Reish Lamed Beis Malachim of the Oysa. He had 232 kings, kings of countries, serving him. It's huge, huge. So the Achronim ask, it's mashma, he was the, there was nobody bigger than him. That's Lashon Chazal. Lo yhoye Osher ka'achav ben Imri. Tana of Elio says, he was the richest. So the Achronim ask, how could you say that? They quote the Sugi in Pesachim, Omar Shmuel, this is in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yutes, Omar Shmuel, Kol Kesev Ezov Sheba'olam Yosef Loktoi, Bevi Yilam Mitzrayim. All the gold that Yosef brought to Mitzrayim, you have to remember from earlier to on, from Parshas Vayigash, Parshas Vayichi, Yosef HaTzadik collected all the wealth of the world. Because in his time, there was a famine across the whole world came out. Global famine. Everybody came to Mitzrayim. The economy of Mitzrayim was by far the biggest economy in the world. All the money came there, to Mitzrayim. So it says in Chazal, in Pesachim, Yosef Loktoi Ve'evir LeMitzrayim. Kshe'olu Yisrael MiMitzrayim, we don't even realize, you know, Pesach, we say, Bizis Mitzrayim. We don't realize how rich the Jews were. The Jews took that money with them that Yosef brought into Mitzrayim. That means the Jewish nation, when we left Mitzrayim, was the richest nation in the world. We took all the gold and silver that Yosef collected. As I state in Chazal, Kisholu Yisrael MiMitzrayim, Helu Imayim. They kept it with them. Ad Rechavam ben Shishak Melech Mitzrayim comes out. Bo Asa v'noitloi, that Asa took it and go bo Yoshevet v'notloi. Comes out that what? That all the gold and silver of the world wasn't the majority of it was in the hands of the Malachi Yehuda. Asa Yoshevet is a Malachi Yehuda. Right? Imri and Achav, these were all Malachi Yisrael. So how could Chazal tell us that Achav ben Imri, lo yhoya osher ka Achav ben Imri? How could that be the fact? If in fact, all the money that was brought to Mitzrayim and went up from Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael was taken over by the Malachi Yehuda, not Malachi Yisrael. And that was the majority of the wealth of the world. So some want to be matrik and say that when it says there was nobody richer than Achav ben Imri, it means from the Malachi Yisrael. But that's not the Mashmoyes HaChazal. Mashmoyes HaChazal, he was the richest. He was the richest. The Mashmoyes HaChazal. Lo yoy oshik Achav ben Imri. So how do we reconcile these two Chazals? One Chazal is telling us he's the richest. One Chazal is telling us that all the gold and silver of the world that went to Mitzrayim was ultimately in the hands of the Malachi Yehuda. That's a problem. The most simple way to explain it is that the Rabbanu Shel Olam blessed that generation with more wealth that outdid the wealth of the whole world that went to Mitzrayim. And in that generation, Achav ben Imri was richer than the Malachi Yehuda, even though they had the wealth of all the world that went to Mitzrayim. But that changed. That wasn't the time of Yosef. All the wealth went to Mitzrayim. And then that wealth went with Klal Yisrael. And ultimately it landed in Malachi Yehuda. But in the generation of Achav ben Imri, there was more wealth. Not from that wealth, other wealth. So it comes out, the Rabbanu Shalom, number one, blessed Imri with a kingdom. Number two, Achav ben Imri. Number two, blessed him with three generations of kings. Number three, gave him more wealth than all the wealth of the world. For what? What did he do already? He built a city in Eretz Yisrael. Mazel tov. That's it. You build a city in Eretz Yisrael. Now you get everything. It's a modern zach. I haven't seen that the Achronim explained to us. What was this big deal? Big deal? What's the big deal? I'm going to share with you an idea that I gleaned from the Gaon, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal, which I feel will answer this question clearly. He was aiming on a different thing in the Perek, but will answer this question. At the end of the Perek, it talks about Chiyoel building Yericho, right? That's the end of the Perek. You guys started Yud Zayin already? Perek Yud Zayin, you guys started? Not yet? No? Rabbi Yitzchak, we started Perek Yud Zayin? You're my man. It says in the Pasuk, B'yomov bono chiyo beise eili asher Yericho. So he built up Yericho. Comes the Pasuk and says, Ba'aviram b'chayra yasto b'skiv tzira hitziv gloiseho. When he built the city, he started building it, he established it with his son Aviram, and he ended it, he put up the doors to the city with his youngest son, Segiv. Simply you learn, it's telling you his history. When Chiyoel built Yericho, he had his oldest son when he started the process, and he had his youngest son when he finished the process. Chazal tells us very different. Chazal tells us, Melamed de Mesu, Sho yemekaver v'hoylech me'aviram ad Segiv. You hear a Chazal? Chiyoel built up Yericho. While he was building it, his children were dying. Could you imagine? His oldest son died when he started building the city. And then the children were dying, like dominoes. Boom, boom, boom. When he finished the city, his last son died. Mazel tov. What a Chanukah Sa'ir. His last son died. Chiyoel. The obvious question is, what was he thinking? He went against Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun made a curse, right? Cursed is a person that rebuilds Yericho. Yeshua made a curse. So Yeshua made a curse. Because of that, his kids died. Okay, I understand. You stop building a city, and one son dies. So you quickly go to a Rav, you go to a Mekubal, and they tell you, let me see your ksuba first. And let me check your mezuzahs. Right? very often they don't look at the main thing. Here it was very obvious. He went against Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun said that anybody who builds Yericho will be cursed. The day he started building Yericho, his first son died, his Bukhar died. But how stupid can he be? Another son dies. Till he finishes the city, his last son dies. What is this guy, crazy? Crazy? What is going on? So if he's amazed, it's mamash apliyah. Which really the mashmois of the Sifri is mashma like that. Because the lashon of the Sifri is yochol shoygeg. Emor me'at amazed hoya. To say that he did it b'mezid is mamish apliya, but that's the mashmois of the Sifri. Others learn that he was a shaygek, he didn't know about the curse from Yeshua ben Nun. He didn't know about the whole thing that Yericho is not supposed to be rebuilt. But then it answers why he didn't stop building, because he thought it was okay. He didn't know, he was busy checking his mezuzahs. He didn't know that the reason why his son was dying was because he was rebuilding Yericho. So that part makes a lot of sense. But now the kasha is the other way. Why did he get so punished? He was a shoygeg. If you learn like the Sifri, it was amazing. Stam apella. How could a guy keep on building a city watching his kids dying? And he knows. He knows what he's doing. Elamai, you're going to learn he was a shoygeg. Or even the Sifri is another way to learn the Sifri. So then why did his kids die? A sheik. She loses all of his children. He's a sheik. So really, no matter how we learn, it's shver. If you learn he's amazing, it's shver, because then he's a total idiot, a ruthless idiot. And if you learn that he's a sheik, then why do you get nanash? It's a pel. It's mamish a pel. It's a pel. So, I think we can make a mahalach here that will be miyasha based on this Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv just talks about the schus of making a city in Eretz Yisrael. He said, we find many people made cities in Eretz Yisrael. We don't find epis there zoiche to unbelievable schus. Guy built a city, big deal. He built a city. Why is that such a big schus that he built a city? So Rabbi Yankiv made a murid gediyak. It says in the pasuk, when it talks about what he did, it says, he built up this city, Shimron. He named the city in the name of the person that was the master of that mountain. What does that mean? If you ever go to a town, especially old towns, sometimes they have streets with very interesting names. White Street, Smith Street, right? Cologne Street. These are all names of people. And most of these names happen by a person who was involved in creating the street. They want to have their name. If I'm making a street, I want my name on the street. So, put my name on the street. Every now and then there's a memorial for a famous person. Something else. You go in Eretz Yisrael, Lahavdol. You have streets there. You have Rechov of Shirashbi, Rechov of Shimba Yechai. You have Tanoim, you have Amiroim. You have Rechov Yecheskel. You have streets that are named after Nevi'im. You have Yerushalayim Gedolim. You have Rechov Maril Diskin. In Rechavia, you have the Ramban. Beautiful, right? But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about many times people make a street after themselves. It's my street, and I made it. I want my name should be established. I want my name plastered. Rudinsky Avenue. That's what I want. I want my name. Yeah? That's a normal human instinct. It's a normal human instinct to want that. But here the pasuk is made, the Torah says, that what name did he give the city? He didn't call the city in his name. Achav ben Imri didn't call the city in his name. Vayikro Hashem O'ir B'Shem Adonai Ha'ol Shemuel. He didn't give it his name. he felt the mountain came from this person. He took away the credit from himself. He gave the name somewhere else. Zokta Biankif a Gevaldig Gevort. Gevaldig Gevort. Biankif says, really, there were many people who built cities in Eretz Yisrael. But a lot of times when you build a city, you're not 100% Lishma. If you remember, we spoke of the Malbim. That's why David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Because he had Milchamas. He had a benefit, ulterior benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Many times you have an ulterior motive. Zokt Rabbi Yankiv, all those people that built cities in Eretz Yisrael and put their name on it, they didn't get the schus of building a city in Eretz Yisrael. They built the city with their own interest. And even though maybe they had a partial kavana, a good kavana, but once you have your own interest, it's a whole different thing. You know, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. Strange Gemara, when you first read it, Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, how is one saved from Gehenna? From all the tzoros of Gehenna. The Gemara says, to be Ma'anik Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, Kol ha-ma'anik es ha-shabbos zoichel ha-nachal ha-bloim b'tzah. Somebody is Ma'anik Shabbos, they get reward without limits. No limits. Obvious question is, having a hot shalom, you get so much reward. It's ganz kishmak. Shalom, some kishka, cold cuts, kishmak, a piece of schnitzel. I can think of worse things. Yapchik. Sushi. Chocolate cream pie for dessert. Pie of a coffee with whipped cream on top. Gewaldig! For that I'm nitzel from Gehenim. For that I'm zoichel and nachel or b'li mitzorim. There's harder mitzvahs than that, no? I think. What do you say, Binyam? Learning, finishing, condition. It's murder. But the Gemara doesn't say if you finish Kedushin, you're Zoichel and Nachal Obli Mitzah. Cholent! For Cholent and Kishko Vadi, that's it. I do it every week. Geschmack! Nachal Obli Mitzah? You get reward without limits. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Endless reward. What's up, Shan? So the Rapshitzer said a Gevaldi Gevalt. He said, he once told his Talmidim, you should know, I find it harder to eat Erev Yom Kippur than to fast on Yom Kippur. Talmidim told him, what? Anybody have a struggle eating Erev Yom Kippur? It's quite easy. I have no problem eating Erev Yom Kippur. I have a kishmak of breakfast in Yeshiva. Maybe the shmuz is hard to listen to the breakfast against kishmak. What's the problem? What's the problem? So the Rapshitz has said, because when you're eating a geshmaka breakfast, you're having a bagel with hash fries, with eggs, right? With a hot cheese danish, right? And then a Sunday ice cream at the end for dessert. To do that with Shem Shemayim, that's hard. To fast on Yom Kippur with Shem Shemayim is not hard. What then are you fasting? For yourself? Fasting? No! Fasting, if you're fasting, you're fasting because the Baruch Hashem told you to fast. But to eat Erev Yom Kippur, because the Baruch Hashem told you to eat, that's tough. That's very tough. Because your body wants to eat. You're enjoying. Zokter up, so that's the difference. That's the difference. Nu, says the Gemara on Shabbos, Kol ha-ma'anig es ha-Shabbos. If a guy is sitting there eating his cholent, and he's eating his kishka, and he's eating his kugel, and he's not thinking, boich. He's thinking, ah, I'm decorating Shabbos. That's not easy. Now, think to yourselves, be honest with yourselves. How many of you guys have cholent on Shabbos and go, ah, look over the Shabbos. Look over the boich. Look over the Shabbos. That's a very hard thing to do. Look over the Shabbos. I'm enjoying every bite. I'm doing this for Shabbos. I'm doing this for me. Geschmack. That's what the Gemara means. It doesn't say kol ma'anik atzmoi b'Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't say somebody's ma'anik himself Saturday. No, kol ha'ma'anig es ha'Shabbos. If you elevate yourself that the oinig is only for Shabbos, that the reward is limitless. The reward is limitless. Memela says Rabbi Yankiv, when Achav ben Imri built the city in Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't name it after himself. He didn't name it after himself. He was Zoicha L'nachal Abeli Mitzah. Because that's a very tough thing to do. To build a city in Eretz Yisrael and not to take the credit. He overcame his nature. Zoicha L'nachal Abeli Mitzah. That's why he had such a schus. And that could be why he got wealth beyond all limits, as we explained. He was wealthier than the wealthiest person in the world. Because here was a chance to him to do a mitzvah, to do it for himself. Instead, he named the city not in his name. That put him into a whole new category. Okay, the end of the parak we'll answer tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
He wasn't as wealthy as
that's not what it says, man.
I thought he said that I have all the riches in the world and I know what it's like to have